Amelia Earhart was a fearless aviator. She set records, became a symbol of courage in the air, and an inspiration to millions before she disappeared between the sky and the sea. Flying solo thousands of miles across the Atlantic in a rattling airplane without any modern navigation equipment required courage, talent, and spirit. In the 1920s, it was thought only men could achieve such exploits before Amelia Earhart came along. This is The Spirit Lives On, a brand new series on Monocle 24, powered by Longines. Episode 1, Amelia Earhart.
It's much easier to fly the Atlantic Ocean now than it was a few years ago. I expect to be able to do it in my lifetime again.
1897, born in Atchison, Kansas. 1921, buys her first airplane. 1922, sets a new women's altitude record at 14,000 feet. 1928, first woman to fly across the Atlantic. 1929, co-founds the 99s, a club bringing together 99 pioneering female aviators. 1931, sets the altitude world record of 18,415 feet. 1932, the first woman to fly solo non-stop across the Atlantic.
Amelia Earhart's interest in flying was piqued in 1920 when she was taken to an airfield by her father, where the famed record-breaking aviator Frank Hawkes took her for a ride in his plane. As soon as they took off, she was hooked. Earhart worked all sorts of jobs to save up for flying lessons and had her first in January 1921. By 1922, she'd set the new women's altitude record. In 10 years' time, she'd be the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. She became a beloved celebrity dubbed Queen of the Air by the media. So the question might be, how did she do it? Or even why? Here in her own words, written just after that staggering solo crossing of the Atlantic, Earhart herself answers in an article she wrote in 1932 for the American magazine.
I flew the Atlantic because I wanted to. If that be what they call a woman's reason, make the most of it. It isn't, I think, a reason to be apologized for, by man or woman. It is the most honest motive for the majority of mankind's achievements. To want in one's heart to do a thing for its own sake, to enjoy doing it, to concentrate all one's energies upon it. That is not only the surest guarantee of its success, it is also being true to oneself. Whether you are flying the Atlantic, or selling sausages, or building a skyscraper, or driving a truck, or painting a picture, or skiing down an unknown hill, or nursing shell-shock patients in a hospital, or running a grocery store in Atchison, Kansas, your greatest power comes from the fact that you want tremendously to do that very thing, and do it well. If you worry about the money you will make from it, or what people will say about you, or whether you will stub your toe or bark your shins, then you are frittering away that power, that inner concentration on the goal itself. To thine own self be true, thou canst not then be false to any man. Thus Mr. Shakespeare gave the answer more than 300 years ago.
The ambitions of Amelia Earhart were clear from the moment she touched down in Wales after being the first woman in the world to cross the Atlantic in a plane in 1928. A passenger on this flight, she vowed to be the pilot on the next one, and that she did just 4 years later, making history as the second person to make the crossing non-stop and the first woman. The journey took place on the 21st of May 1932 from Newfoundland to Ireland, taking 14 hours and 56 minutes. On both of her Atlantic crossings, she was wearing a Longines chronograph. At the time, watches were the main device used for celestial navigation, aided by a sextant and a compass. Hers was a single-button chronograph from the 1920s, featuring two auxiliary dials with a 35mm case. After her first solo flight across the Atlantic, Earhart met Harry Gordon Selfridge Jr., owner of the London department store. Selfridge presented her with a brand new watch, and in return she gave him the Longines timepiece that assisted her successful voyages, meaning that it is still preserved today. Earhart's story concludes in a fashion, perhaps sadly familiar. The pilot's final lap occurred in 1937 as she sought to fly around the globe near the equator, a 29,000-mile trip in a Lockheed Model 10E Electra, an American twin-engine monoplane airliner. Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, started on June the 1st in Miami with stops in Latin America, Africa and Asia. Almost a month later, they were taking off in Papua New Guinea for the final leg, with a planned stopover in the Pacific island of Howland, halfway between Hawaii and Australia. After 19 hours in the air, Earhart reported to a US ship near their destination by radio that they had 1/2 hour of fuel and no landfall. The last message they sent was that they were circling but could not locate any ship. Shortly afterwards, Earhart's plane and its crew vanished, and no trace was ever found. 2 years later, she was declared dead.
Please know, I am quite aware of the hazards. Women must try to do things as men have tried. When they fail, their failure must be but a challenge to others.
A pilot who set and broke over a dozen records, the legacy of Amelia Earhart is incredible. A trailblazer for aviators all over the world, some of whom we'll be talking about throughout the rest of this series. Earhart wrote books about her experiences, and her 99s Club for female pilots is still going strong, with many more members. Today she is still an icon of adventure, curiosity and ambition.
What I am trying to work toward is this: that beauty and adventure have a certain value of their own, which can be weighed only in spiritual scales. I have the greatest respect for dollars and cents. They are quite important, but they are not the final measure of the human spirit.
This is The Spirit Lives On, a Monocle 24 production in association with Longines. To find out more about Longines' long history with aviation, you can listen to the rest of the series over the coming weeks. You can also read more and find out about Longines' brand new Spirit collection at longines.com. The Spirit Lives On is produced by Holly Fisher and executive produced by Tom Edwards. Today's episode was read by Robert Bound, and Amelia Earhart was voiced by Genevieve Bates.